friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that there were two aspects to the ma'aseh of Pinchas. Number one was Bekana was Kenasi, and that was the act of stabbing Zimri and Cusbi. And then there was Heshev es Chamasi. What's the Heshev es Chamasi? That is, as we saw in the Targum Yonasan, that he threw them on the ground, and that was the actual ma'aseh that killed them. So those were the two parts of what Pinchas did. And that is where we left off last time. And now we will continue again based on the Torah of Rabbi Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Yitzchak Man Zatzal. And it says as follows, Yesh La'ayin, we have to understand, what was the heter of Pinchas to kill them after they no longer had the din of Kana and Pogim Bo? Because now that he stabbed them, they're no longer involved in this Ma'ase Bia, right? Chazal say that he stabbed them right where it counts. So the Ma'ase Bia is really over. So there's no reason to kill them anymore. So we could say that they had a Din Rodef. Because since there was a Charon Af, there was an anger against the Jewish people, so that gave them a Din of a Rodef. And therefore he was allowed to kill them because they were Rodfim. But this is no different than this doesn't fit with the din of Rodef. Because we have by an Uber, that if an Uber, a baby, a fetus, sticks its head out of the mother's womb, you're not allowed to kill the baby. Why? Even if the baby's endangering the mother. Because Mishmaya Karat Fula. Alf Vishidabar Bamisibaso, I know of din Rodef. Since Mishmaya Karat Fula, it's from heavens. The Rambam says the Lashon. It's Tivul Shel Olam. It's the nature of the world. So you're not allowed to touch the fetus. So even though it's the baby's fault, it's the fetus's fault, Hadavra Babasi Baso, but you're still not allowed to touch the fetus, this baby. And Lechora here also, it's Mishmaya Karat Fula. The Jewish people are now being pursued Kiviyachom Min HaShemayim. There's a Charonaf Min HaShemayim. So does he really have permission to kill living beings that are not actually endangering? They're not, Zimri and Cusbi are not physically endangering the Jewish people. There's this spiritual peril that the Jewish people are in because of them. But what gives us the right to kill? Just to kill them. What gives Pinchas the right to kill them? Just like the baby. The baby sticks out its head. Yeah, he's endangering the mother. But this is something that God is causing. You're right, the baby is behind it. Because the baby is physically the one who's endangering the mother. But this is, we don't see the baby as being literally pursuing the mother. We see this as being Menashamayim. That's the nature, that's the normal way things are. So anything that's Menashamayim, the person doesn't have din rodef. Here also it's Menashamayim. That there's a Charon Af Min HaShemayim, so what gives Pinchas the right to kill them? So it would appear that they definitely became a Treifa, right? Like we saw on the Targum, that it was a nice that they weren't actually killed. But they were Treifas, right? So they were now in a state where they're going to die soon, where they have a physical ailment that's going to cause them to die. They were stabbed by the spear, and we see in the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Tzurtzeach and Halacha Tes, that the din of Harigas Ubar Achela Yatza Rosho Midin Rodefu. That when it comes to an Ubar, before the baby sticks out its head, I don't like to say it, but it could be a boy, it could be a girl. So before the baby sticks out his head, what's the din? This baby is a Rodef. Norva Selama. So as far as killing someone who's not a nefesh, in order to save a nefesh, mishamay karat fule is enough. As Reb Chaim wrote about this, and we've discussed this at great length in other shiurim, siyata d'shmaya, a lot of very geshmaka Torah. If you want to see inside, you can look in the Be'er Miriam, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, in the Rambam. So it's like this. When we're talking about a fetus, it's Mishmaya Karat Fula. From Shemaim, they're running after it. So when the baby sticks his head out, So now that it's a living being, it's a nefesh gemura, we have no right to touch the baby. Baby's sticks his head out. It's a new status. But when the baby is still inside, you're right, it's mishmaya karat fula, but since it's a nefesh, a she'ena gemura, it's not on the same level as a human being, mamela, we have the right, if the baby is endangering the mother, and the obligation to save the mother by killing the fetus. Because when the baby is inside, when it's not a nefesh gemura, when it's not a nefesh shlema, we say, mishmaya karat fula, even though mishmaya karat fula, that it's min hashamayim, but that's enough of a heter, since it's a nefesh that's not gemura, and the fetus is a rodef, even if it's mishmaya, nevertheless, you're allowed to kill the fetus, because it's not a nefesh gemura, it's a kal vachomer by a trefa. Trefa is also, if a trefa is a rodef, even though in our case, mishmaya karat fula, the danger is coming from shamayim, but if we can stop this danger by killing the person who's only a trefa, he's not a nefesh gemura, just like we can kill an uber. We can kill a trefa, not only b'nei nafsha, not only one person, but gans klal Yisrael. And that's why Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby. So it emerges according to this that the hakah of Zimri, even though he was a Yisrael, v'ein docha nefesh m'pnei nefesh, you know, to kill one person to save another person, nevertheless, the whole Yisod HaDin is because of Kanaim Pogimbo. Here it's Kanaim Pogimbo. So since you have this Kanaim Pogimbo, that if a man is sleeping, a Jewish man is having public relations with a non-Jewish woman, a zealot is allowed to neutralize this and kill them. He has a din of Kanaim Pogimbo. So that allows him to do the original act to stop them, to put the sword, but not to actually kill them. And now that he's a trefa, so Medin Kanaim Pogimbo was allowed to do the first maisa. And he's, even though now the person's not dead yet, the person died. But here in our case, Zimri was miraculously still alive. But he's a trefa. So now he's killed to save all the Jewish people. But Cosby was killed, as the Archaim points out, we mentioned the previous year. Ein b'din hariga of Kanaim Pogimbo. Why is he killing Cosby? What did Cosby do? Cosby is just a Jewish woman who wants to enjoy herself with a non-Jewish woman wants to enjoy herself with a Jewish man. They're not killed for that. So it must be not midin kanoim pogimbo, but midin rodef. Because if a guy is a rodef for Yisrael, then we're allowed to kill the guy, even the guy's not a trefa. And even though there's mishmai karat fule, so we have the heter to finish off Zimri was because he was a rodef, and the heter to finish off Cosby was because she was endangering the Jewish people, because God was angry at the Jewish people. And the only way to stop this anger, to stave off this anger, Kaviyachol, was to kill them. So that alone was her din hariga. So Pinchas had two inyanim involved. He had the kinas Hashem, kanoim pogimbo, and to remove, to stave off God's anger. And Cosby just had to stave off God's anger because this anger of Hashem was endangering the Jewish people. So midin rodef, to save the Jewish people. So now we understand. Now we understand the very seemingly cumbersome lashon of the pasuk that we pointed out in the previous shiur, and that is that it says, "V'shem ish Yisrael hamuka asher hukas hamajianis." What's this double lashon? So he's an ish Yisrael, and since he's an ish Yisrael, he's hamuka. He was hit because Kanaim Pogimbo. So at Ish Yisrael, he was hit mitzat Kanaim Pogimbo. And also Asher Hukas HaMidyanis. He was also smitten with the Midyanis. What does it mean, smitten with the Midyanis? For the same reason that the Midyanis was smitten, which was Rodef. Rodef, they're endangering the Jewish people. There's an anger against the Jewish people. And they have to stave off this anger. So the only way to do it is by doing this extreme act. So that's when it comes to Zimri. Therefore, it emphasizes Shem Ish Yisrael. You know he's Jewish. He's Nesibe Sov L'Shimoni. But no, it's telling us that the reason he was killed was because of Nish Yisrael Hamuge. The reason he was smitten because he was Nish Yisrael, and therefore Kanoim Pogimbo. Asher Hukas Hamajanis, and he was also the Majanis, in order to stave off Hashem's anger. Rodef, this anger is endangering the Jewish people. His name was Zimri ben Sali, Salu. Meshem Aisha Hamuka, oh, there it's only one Lashon. She was a Midianis, just like in the previous pasuk. Asher Hukas Hamajanis, together with the Midianis. Oh, it's Midianis, so you're not going to get it because of your sin, because of Kanoim Pogimbo. There is no Kanoim Pogimbo for you. Rather, why are you Muka? Because of Rodef, because you're endangering, because of this act, you endangered the Jewish people. So therefore it says only one hookah. Some people like to smoke hookah. But that's why it says Hashem Nisham Mukah Midyanis one time. By Pinchas it says it twice. Vishem Ish Yisrael Hamukah, Asher Hukah Samid Hamukah, Asher Hukah Samid Yonis, because he got it for two reasons. And she only got it for one, because she's a Rodefes. And he got it with her, as Hamajanis, together with her, because that's the with her, that's the, he was endangering the Jewish people, Zimri. And now we can understand what it says, Vayter in the Psukim, Perek Chof Hei, Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. It says, Tzura Samajan of Hiki Sim Osam, Kitzora mehem lachem v'nichleim asher nichlu lachem al dvar po'or al dvar koz bibas nesim mejan achosam hamuka biyom amageif al dvar po'or. Harass the Midianites and smite them, for they harassed you through their conspiracy. They conspired against you in the matter of po'or and in the matter of Kozbi, the daughter of a leader of Midian, their sister, who was slain on the day of the plague in the matter of Peor. It's hard to understand. V'kvar amudu al zeh ha'alshich v'od mefarshim. It's mashma from the pasuk that the chait was. What does the pasuk say? It says kitzorim hem lechem benichlem asher neklu lachem al dvar Peor. Al dvar kozbi bas nasi midyan achosam amuka biyom hamageif al dvar Peor. It's mashma in the pasuk that the chait was al mashe huksa biyom amageifa. But what did Kozbi bas Sur do? She was a muka biyom amageifa. That's her sin. And in the matter of Kozbi bas nasi midyan achosam hamuka biyom amageifa. You know what her sin was? That she was smitten on the day of the plague. That's the Avera? The Avera was the Maisa with Zimri. That's the Avera. The Avera was not that she was slain on the day of the plague. What is her being slain, and what does the day of the plague have to do with anything? Mashmos the Pasuk was, that was her sin, that she was slain on the day of the plague. They conspired against you in the matter of Pur and in the matter of Kozbi. That was their terrible sin. Pur and Kozbi. What was the sin? That she was slain on the day of the plague. That's a terrible sin, being slain. What's going on over here? So based on what we said, we understand very well, because it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Benichlem asher niklu lachem al dvar por." Aval rei neskaper davar zeh al yedei hokas rashi ha'am. Wait a second. It says that they conspired against you in the matter of Peor. But what do we see in the previous parasha? Israel became attached to Baal Peor, and the wrath of Hashem flared against Israel. So Hashem said to Moshe, take all the leaders of the people, hang them before Hashem. Tachas Roshi Am V'hoka Osam L'Hashem L'Neged HaShemesh. Hang them before Hashem against the sun, and the flaring wrath of Hashem will withdraw from Israel. So that was already taken care of. Nechleim asher nechul lechem al dvar por was miskaper by killing these leaders, taking the leaders of the people, hanging them before Hashem. And that's what it says in Pasuk Hey. Moshe said to the judges, let each man kill his men who are attached to Baal Peor. This is terrific. That was already miskaper. It's not terrific what they did, but it's terrific they got a kapara. But then there was a new sin that was Ma'or the Charonaf of Peor. And through this came the Magepha. And then Vayter, what happened? Behold, the man and the children of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman near to his brothers in the sight of Moshe and in the sight of the entire assembly of the children of Israel. And they were weeping at the tent of the Olmoed. And they went in after him and he did what he did. So that was what was Ma'orer, Hashem's Charonaf. Now there's something new that aroused once again Hashem's Charonaf of Peor. And that's why the Pasuk emphasizes her Haka, Rak Mitzad Zeh, Haisa Muteres Harigasa, Kevet Shemaser Asaronachaf Al Dvar Peor. So we had a temporary reprieve, if you will, because of the taking of the leaders and killing them. But now they were aroused anew, the anger of Dvar Peor, and that's what it says in the pasuk over here. Kitzorim hem lechem enechleim asher nechlu lechem al Dvar Peor. You know why it was mutter to kill her? Because she aval Dvar Kozbi basn si mejena chosim hamuka biyama gefa al Dvar Peor. So we're mentioning Dvar Peor again, and the Magefa, because that was what aroused the Charonaf, her Maisa. V'maisa zimri v'kozbi. V'zeo shehudgash b'kosuv. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes her haka, that it was mutter to kill her because she aroused the charonaf al dvar peor, and now she's endangering the Jewish people. And that's why it says biyoma magefa. In other words, this was a hechetimtzi, this was a means to stop the magefa. That's what it means. There was this terrible magefa because of Peor, and in order to stop this, she had to be killed. So that's why she was killed, because she was a rodefes. She was endangering the Jewish people. And therefore, Tzoros HaMidyanim, you have to harass the Midianites. Because they endangered you. And because of Peor and all the girls. And then Cosby, who was slain on the day of the plague, meaning she was slain because there was a plague. The only way to stop the plague was to slay her. And why did this plague come? Because the matter of Peor, because when she did this maisa with the Zimri, that aroused the anger of Peor. Now all the Jews are in danger. Now we also understand the mahalach of the pasuk. Heishiv es chamasim yal b'nei Yisrael, b'kanos kanasi b'sochem v'lochlisis b'nei Yisrael. So we asked in the previous shir, it seems that they have the totzah, the ma'aseh, and then the totzah. The outcome, the deed, and then the outcome. First was the outcome. Heishiv es chamasim yal b'nei Yisrael, I turned away my anger. B'kanos kanasi, because I did this ma'aseh kanos. V'lochlisis b'nei Yisrael b'kanasi, and I didn't destroy the Jewish people. So the Rechaim says, what's going on over here? First you have the outcome, then you have the deed that he did, and then you have the outcome again. Shouldn't be the normal way. First put the outcome, the maisa, and then the two outcomes, or two outcomes because of the maisa, which should be listed third, but why is it in the middle? But based on what we said, I don't know. We have to read the pasuk differently. Heishiv es chamasi. He turned away my anger. How did he turn away my anger? By killing. He killed Cosby and Zimri. But what heter was there to kill them? What heter was there to kill them? They were no longer after he stabbed them, they were no longer involved in the Maisa Bia. So therefore there seemed to have been no heter now to finish them off. This stopped them. Now they have this sword in them. They're not really doing it anymore. If it's a mutter to speak that way. I hope it is. So the answer is, the pasuk's telling us, no, You know why Heshibes Chamasim al B'nai Yisrael? You know why? You know how they were removing my anger from the Jewish people? You know how there was mutter for them? Mutter for Pinchas to finish off Kazbi and Zimri. I'll tell you how. Because Bekano is Kenasi B'Sochem. You were Makane. Where was Makane? That you put the spear in them. And by putting the spear in them, that made them into a trefa. And therefore, it was Mutter B'Heshibes Chamasi. The original heter you had was because of Kanaim Pogenbo. So while it's Kanaim Pogenbo, you're allowed to stop this act. So that's how we stop the act. But how is he allowed to now kill both of them? They're still alive, the Targum tells us. The answer is because they're Rodfim. They're endangering the Jewish people because God has this anger on the Jewish people. And since there's this anger, we're all in danger. And the only way to push away that danger, the only way to neutralize that danger, is to kill them. So therefore, Heshivas Chamasi, they were killed. Why? Because Kanos Kanasi, because you did the original Maisa Kanos of putting the spear in them, and then afterwards you killed them by throwing them on the ground, like the Targum says. And then that resulted in Melech Chilisius B'nai Yisrael, and that saved the entire Jewish people. So you were able to be Yumeshiv Chamosim Abnei Yisrael, killing them. Why? Because Bikanos Bikanosi Besochem. Because originally you made them into, you did this Maisa Kanos, which made them into a Trefa, and therefore she didn't have to be a Trefa, but he had to be a Trefa in order for them to be considered halachically Rodfim, because this is Mishmaya Karatfula. But like we said before, if you're Mishmaya Karatfula, but the person's a Trefa, then it's Mutter to kill him just like an Uber. So they were able to finish them off. Heshivas Chamasim Abnei Yisrael, but Kana was Kenasi, because originally they had the sword in them, and now they're Trefas. And this was in order of Lo Chilisius B'nai Yisrael, and I didn't destroy the Jewish people. This Heshivas Chamasi, finishing them off, was in order that Lo Chilisius B'nai Yisrael. So the Heter was Kana was Kenasi because they were Trefas. And since they were Trefas, now you have to save the Jewish people. And you're allowed to save the Jewish people by killing them both. And therefore, V'lo chilisius b'nei Yisrael b'kenasi. And now you're saving the Jewish people. So that was the Mahalach HaDvarim. They were allowed to be killed because originally there was B'kano as Kenasi. And therefore, now they're Trefas, and you're allowed to kill them in order that V'lo chilisius b'nei Yisrael, to save the Jewish people. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes Bekano es Kenasi. And that's the ikar. Because you were Makane Maikina, you saved the Jewish people. The Jewish people were only saved because Heshivas Chamasi Mi'al B'nai Yisrael Bekano es Kenasi. Because you did this Maisa Kanos and killed them, and you saved the entire Jewish people. And that's the Ikar Shevach, not just that Pinchas endangered himself, but that he saved the entire Jewish people. So the Kaas was Misbatel, the anger of Hashem was subdued, Kibiyachol. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Besocham, why does it say Besocham? Shepal Pulas Kina Shechala Besocham. He did in Maisa Kina, an act of Kina, that applied among them, that only because of this there was no Kinas Hashem. Because if there was Kinas Hashem Besocham, we'd be finished. That's why it says Bekano is Kenasi Besocham. This Maisa Kanos was amidst the Jewish people. It isn't telling us the geographical place where it happened. It's telling us that this saved the Jewish people. This Maisa Kanos was Chol B'Sochem and the entire Jewish people, and therefore it saved them from destruction. Because he stopped them from doing this dastardly deed. He was Makane Kinas Hashem. And then he killed them, which was Meshiv Charon Af Hashem. And this was B'Sochem, this was Chal, this Kino was Chal B'Sochem. Save the Jewish people. And that is instead of Kinas Hashem. It had been Kinas Hashem among the Jewish people, we'd be finished. And that's also why it says Me'al B'nei Yisrael, lo B'nei Yisrael, Mi B'nei Yisrael. The Kano is kind of Velochilisias Ve'eshivas Chamosi Me'al B'nei Yisrael. Why not Mi B'nei Yisrael? It's Me'al B'nei Yisrael. Because it's not coming to say what type of anger was removed. It's defining the anger. What's the definition of this anger that existed before Pinchas removed it? It wasn't anger on the Jewish people. Because anger on the Jewish people, it's not enough to kill Zimri and Cosby. Rather, because of the mice of Zimri and Cosby, that aroused anger, there was chema from on the Jewish people. Beforehand, there was chema b'bnei Yisrael. So what was Moshe told to do? Take the leaders of the people, hang them before Hashem against the sun, and the flaring wrath of Hashem will withdraw from Israel. Yoshev Choronaf Hashem mi Yisrael. That was directly on the Jewish people. This wasn't directly on the Jewish people, or in the Jewish people, because it was just the mice of Zimri and Cosby. What did this mice of Zimri and Cosby do? This was Ma'or Echema. It wasn't the Jewish people who were doing it. It was Zimri and Cosby who were doing it. And Zimri and Cosby brought the anger on the Jewish people. That re-aroused Kaviyachal Hashem's anger. So had it said Mi B'nei Yisrael, it would have been mashma that the anger was directly on them. But it wasn't. The anger was really on Zimri and Cosby. But because of them, now anger came on the Jewish people as well. That aroused the original Charonaf for the Benos Midyan and for the Dvar Por. And when Pinchas killed them, then he removed the Chema Me'al B'nei Yisrael. This anger that had been placed on the Jewish people, Pinchas removed it. Placed on the Jewish people because of the Mice of Cosby. Again, it wasn't anger directly at the Jewish people, because this is Zimri and Cosby. If he's directly angry at the Jewish people, why does Zimri killing Zimri and Cosby going to help? No. The anger was Zimri and Cosby. And then, because of that, there was now also anger on the Jewish people because of their original Maisa. This caused the anger to flare up again. And then when Pinchas killed them, that's it. Now there's no more anger on the Jewish people. That was placed there by Zimri and Cosby because of their Maisa. Now, there's a lot more to say, but it's important that we just appreciate being medayik in every word in the pasuk. It's, whenever we learn a Rav Man, we're always just flabbergasted by how he doesn't leave a stone unturned. It's really unbelievable. So please God, in the next shiur, we have much more to discuss. In the meantime, we've seen, thank God, Nefilos Mitaras Hashem, and we should continue to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.